For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Advocates for the poor say Missouri is making it harder for the state's neediest residents to receive food stamps. Officials for the Missouri Association for Social Welfare tell the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that Missouri is the only state where fewer people have received food stamps through the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in recent years amid the recession and a subsequent slow recovery. The state saw a 10.5% decrease in participants over the past 5 years, while other states have increased participation. State officials attribute the decreases to an improving economy. Activists counter that job cuts in the state's family support division offices are preventing clients from easily meeting with caseworkers, as the law requires. An associate professor at the University of Missouri School of Law is involved in a case that goes before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. Josh Hawley is on a team of about 15 lawyers working on Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby Incorporated, which addresses whether businesses can use religious objections to avoid a requirement to provide insurance coverage for birth control for employees. Hobby Lobby objects to covering certain contraceptives in its health plans required by the federal health law. Paul Clement, former U.S. Solicitor General, will argue the case for Oklahoma City-based Hobby Lobby. Hawley has worked on briefs and oral arguments in the case for the Hobby Lobby legal team. Missouri death row inmate Jeffrey Ferguson is holding out hope that his life will be spared, but his attorney says Ferguson is ready to accept his fate. Ferguson is scheduled to die by injection at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday for raping and killing a 17-year-old girl in 1989. Attorney Jennifer Herndon has asked the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to intervene, citing concerns that Missouri's execution drug, which was purchased from an unnamed compounding pharmacy, could cause pain and suffering for Ferguson. An appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court seeks a delay until the court can determine other issues, including whether Ferguson's conviction was based in part on false testimony from an FBI agent. Missouri's auditor is raising concerns about state payments to subsidize child care costs for lower-income families. Auditor Tom Schweik criticized the state Social Services Department for not having enough quality control over the payments. The findings were included in an audit issued today of nearly $12 million in federal funds received by Missouri. Schweik found that one-third of the payments reviewed by his office were not supported by proper documentation or were not in compliance with department guidelines. The audit also questioned 5 welfare cases where benefits were paid to recipients who might not have been eligible for the program. In a response included with the audit, the department says it partially agrees with Schweik's conclusions on the child care payments. It does agree with the audit's welfare findings. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.